Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Mar Bas Yichliu. And the Nishamas Marisets, about Shmurat Chanuk Tugam, and Sata Chanuk Shabnei Yosef, and Alexander Shemur of Yosef, and Rishol Binchas Ben Riyakov Tzvi. The Rambam tells us in Huchas, so the Atoil in the ninth parak in the third halacha, that when a Navi tells you not to listen to the Torah, as a temporary measure you listen, that's included in Elif Tishmon. Now in the, you should listen to the Navi. Now in the Gemara in Meseches, Megillah in Yerushalmi, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, there Rav Yossi ben Chanina tells us, Ein Abom mi telas el ben Navi. That Abomah, the only time it's mutter to bring a carbon on Abomah in a high place, B'shas Yisr Bamos, is if a Navi tells you. Why is it? Because the Pasuk says, Yisham Lecha metala lasecha b'chol mokom, Mishir Tirekim b'mokom, for the El Makvil B'shas Yisr Bamos. How can that be? In other words, the Pasuk says you're not allowed to bring a carbon in a bama, only in the base of Mikdash. And the Eliyahu was makriv, harakamel b'shas yisrael abamos. So in Reb Simlai, dibira islay, v'dvarcha asisi, v'dibrucha asisi. The word he said to him, because the Pasuk says in Malachim, I acted on your saying, v'dibrucha asisi. In other words, I followed your words. So you have a special heter of a Navi. And Eliyahu was following Hashem, what Hashem wanted. And since Eliyahu was following Hashem, so Memela, it's mutter. So you see that al-pi Navi, you're allowed to you're allowed to be over on one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. It says, "Ubedvorcha asisi is called dvora meila, ubedibrucha asisi." Eliyahu amar l'Hashem, "B'mitzvotecha asiti et ha'masim meila v'lo melibi." So I did it al pi adibur. A kopanim, you see that you listen to a navi, b'shas isur bamos. Even if he tells you to bring a carbon and a bama, you still follow him. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So the kasha then is, then what do you need two yalfusas for? You have a general yalfusa of Elif Tishmon to listen to the Navi. Why do you need the additional yalfusa of Dibrucha Asisi? That with Varucha Asisi, Dibrucha Asisi, that Eliyahu was following Hashem at Har Carmel. We already have a general head there of Isser Bamas. So why do you need the, because of Elif Tishmon? That it is Matir Olim, it's Api Navi. So why do you need a special head there for Shchut Echutz? It's Shechta outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pulitzker Rav, in the Ksavim HaMiyuchasim Lagriz, at the end of Masechet Zvachim, says that if it would just be from the Pasuk of Elif Tishmon, that would tell you that it's Mutter, that you're allowed to listen to the Navi. But who says that it has a din of a Korban Shel Torah? Who says that it has a Torah, it's a Torah like a Korban? That we have the pasuk of Eliyahu HaNavi, but that has it is a din carbon of Torah. It's a mitzvah. It's not stam that it's a heter. It's a mitzvah. That's why you need the second yalfusa. Because normally, when a navi tells you to do something, what it means is that the MS, the iser be'etzem achefts is b'mkoyma amid. The issue is still there, you're just allowed to follow the Navi. And we have especially Alfusa here by Eliyahu HaNavi, by Har Carmel, that not only is it Mutter, that it's a heter, the Shaito, from the Navi, but the issue has been Komo, made, but more than that, it's actually a mitzvah now. It's a Torah Dika carbon. Because by Yisr Bamos, the only Yisr is only Shalo Al Pi Navi. But the moment you have a Navi, it becomes a mitzvah of the Torah. So in the Kurs Yitzchak, the great Gaon of Sirotskin, Rav Sirotskin is Mamish Shlita. He's Mamish, one of the Gaonei Hador. It's Mafli Me'od. This is a new sefer he put out in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, 363 pages. He just puts out like every month, you know. It's never a never-ending flow of Torah that he has. It's incredible. Anyway, so in his Pelosh on the Rambam's Yisari HaTorah, He adds the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says in Halacha Yud Beis, right after this Halacha, and the Yerushalmi start a new Halacha, Halacha Yud Beis. There it says, Gimel Avelos Hutu B'Seir Shel Shmuel, that when Shmuel brought his carbon, there were three Averis that were permitted. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Vayikach Shmuel Tzolei Cholav Echad Vayaleo Ola Kolil Hashem. Before the Melcham against the Plishtim, Shmuel was makriv a tle, a young goat. Sheodenu Yoinik, that was still nursing from its mother. This is in Mitzvah. That's why it's called a tle cholav. It was still nursing. And Shmuel was makriv and abam ktana. So how's that permitted? So he did three averis with this tle. Number one, he didn't do avshatas ha'ov and nituach evarav. Number two, normally you have to be mafshat the or, and he didn't do so. Number two was mechusar zman. It wasn't 8 days old yet. The Torah says it has to be 8 days old. And also Shmuel was a Levi. So you see from here that Bamas were mutter al pi Navi, because he brought it on a Bama. And when he brought it on a Bama, he also did it not what was normally considered an Avera. But here, since we're dealing with the Bama Ketan, it's not an Avera. In other words, the Din of Hefshed and Yituch B'Karban Ola is not an Bama Ketan. And Din Kehuna is not knowing an Bama Ketan like we have in the Mishnah Zvachim. And therefore, a Levi is allowed to be Makrib in a Bama Ketan. There's no problem with Chus Zman in a Bama. That's the Yerushalmi. It's good. I looked. There's an excellent parish called Ola Yisharim in Yerushalmi, which is Kedai La'ayin. Have in the Safari website, they bring it down. Akopanim, so that's the Sev Shmuel. And it says there about Gidon, Gidon brought a par, and there were seven Averis there. Avanim Psulos, it was Atzi Asherah, it was Muhtal Avay Dezara, it was Nevad Avay Dezara, it was Laila, it was Zara, it was in Isser Bama. So all these different averus, even though it was served as, the wood was avodah zara, and the animal was avodah zara, and the avanim were psulos, and it was night, and it was a non-kohen, it was an isser, but it was all permitted. So you see from this that when it's mutar al pinavi, not only is the isser of shchutei chutz permitted, but that it has a teres hakrava. It has a teres hakrava kibashas heter bamas. In other words, here we're when Gidon was makriv, it was a heter of the Isser Bamas. Until now there was an Isser Bamas and he was matirit. So with this hakrava, so you see it as a teres hakravas bama kibishas heter bamas. Because normally there should be a psul, various psulim, which didn't apply here. This is like he brought it, b'shas heter bamos, and the what normally should be pasul was permitted, like it would be b'shas heter bamos. So it would appear that if it was only from the pasuk of Elif Tishmaon, that be'emes, the iser is be'etzem achefta oimed, just that it's mutter, lavo lefisha, and it didn't have a teres hakravas hakarban. Just because we learn from the pasuk, b'chol mokom asher tireh, that the etzem iser is only shelo al pi navi, but when the navi is matir, it's kishas heter bamas. So it comes out then. I'm sorry, this wasn't very clear when I just said. But what I'm trying to say is that it's the pasuk is telling you that it has a mitzvah of a carbon. In other words, it's just not just a heter of the iser. When we're matir lahakriv b'shas iser bamas, it's not just a heter of the iser, but it actually has a taras carbon. Since it has taras carbon, there should be a psul of all the things that we mentioned, of zar, etc., of a non-kohen, the animal was served as a vodazar, etc., etc. You might think that these surim should apply because it doesn't have a taras carbon. So kamashmal babama. So Takamashman that it does have a taras carbon babama and that these asurim are permitted. So it's as if he brought it b'shas heter bamas. Again, it's not just a heter to be makriv b'shas ha'isr, but the etzem chefetz is b'mkomo omid. But rather, the whole thing is completely permitted to the point that it's like a regular, like if, as if he was makriv b'shas heter abamas. We still have to understand that the Sefri in Parashat Shoftim says, "Eilef Tishmon Afilam Ruchal Avroch Chatz Mekom Tzeshevet Torah Keliyah Barakam Lefishah Shmalo." And so to Yevam Staf Tzadi, the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Vilchus Sari HaTorah, so according to the Brisk of Rav, that Bishchut Echutz, the Etzem Iser is only Shelo Al Pi Navi, but when the Navi is Matir, it's Kishas Heter Bamas. It's not like all the other mitzvahs. So how can the Sefri say, giving an example of Kol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah, how could it say Shchut Echutz? According to the Brisk of Rav, Shchut Echutz is completely different. When the pasuk says Eilef Tishmon, it's just Matir Yisr. But when it's when we have a heter of Shchut Echutz, it's more than just Matir Yisr. It makes it a mitzvah. It makes it like it's Shas Heter Bamas. It's not Aser at all. So we have a kasha in the Brisk of Rav. The Brisk of Rav said that you need two yalfusas, one yalfusa. In general, to listen to the Navi, that just means that the etzem iser is still there. There's just a temporary heter on the iser. And then we have another yalfusa about shchut echutz, like by Eliyahu Navi. It tells you that it's mamisha mitzvah, and it's mamisha carbon shel Torah. And the kasha is, and how come when the medrash says that there's a mitzvah veil of tishmon, it gives an example of shchut echutz? No, shchut echutz isn't in the category of veil of tishmon. El tishmon is just matir temporarily, even though the etzem cheftz of the iser has been komo. Shchut echutz is more than that. Shchut echutz mamish makes it akrav shel Torah, like b'shas heter abamas. That's a kasha in the Brisk of Rav. The Menachas Chinuch in Tavkuf Tesvav, he writes that it would appear from the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Yisrael HaTorah that the mitzvah is only to listen to him when he tells you not to keep the mitzvah if he says the name of Hashem, that Hashem commanded him like this. But midaitai, if the Navi does it on its own, you don't have to listen to him. When do you listen to the Navi? When he says it al pi Hashem. When he says it al pi atzma, you don't have to listen to him. However, Tosfos in Sanhedrin 99b and Yevamos, it would appear from there that you have to listen to him, even though he says midaitai, even though it's midaitai denavshe, even though of its own volition, its own opinion, you still have to listen to him. Or v'lechoira, even according to Tosfos, you would be chayv misividei shemayim. Only chayav b'dei shemayim, misa b'dei shemayim. If he tells you al pi Hashem, so there is a mitzvah veil of tishmon. There's not going to be a punishment. Like the pasuk says, which is Shemayim. You don't listen to the Navi. But again, that's only if he says it al pi nevuah, not midas atzma. But still midas atzma, there's still a mitzvah veil of tishmon. Well, if he shitas hatosvis, that if he says it midas atzmo, you have to listen to him. In the pasuk avel of tishmon, nira ladun. Maybe we can say that that's all. Shemitzuvim l'shmoy elav lavo l'fisha. That's all. If he says temporarily to be over. But that we learn from the pasuk of kol mokom asher tireh, you now let him sacrifice wherever you feel like, but rather it has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. But if the Navi tells you to do it, then it's kishas heter bamas. That's only when he says it b'nevuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. Because that's not called asher tireh. That's called mamokom asher yivchar Hashem. And you're allowed to be makriv. The Yerushalmi says it was dvorach ha'asisi v'dibor ha'asisi. In other words, it was al pi ha'dibor. It wasn't midas atzma. In other words, we're adding a chiddush here that this whole vort that you could, if the Navi says midas atzma, you still listen to him, is not talking about shchut echutz. Shchut echutz has to be al pi Hashem, because otherwise it's a shpuchom makom asher tireh. It's wherever you see, you're sacrificing. That's no good. There it has to be dafka pi ha'dibor, because as we learn from the pasuk, b'dvarach ha'asisi b'diborach ha'asisi, in order to make it a makom asher yivchar Hashem alekecha, that it should be like b'shas heter bamos, the Navi has to have heard this message from Hashem. So then, according to this, it's very good that the Sefri included shchut echutz among other mitzvahs hamuras b'Torah that you learn from Elif Tishma, shemutter lavor lefisha. We had asked the Kasha before. He said, no, Shchut Echutz isn't included in the Yisr at all. And the Navi tells you Shchut Echutz, it's Mamash Karban of Torah. The answer is no, not Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz, even though Al Pi Navi, it's Kishas Heter Bamas, but that's only when he says so Al Pi Nevuah. But if he says Midas Atzma, the Etzem Mitzvah of Shchut Echutz Bem Komo made. And nevertheless, you learn from Elif Tishmon that you're allowed to be over the Fisha, like other mitzvahs. And now it's gevaldik that the Sefri brings on Elif Tishmon to listen to him about Shchut Echutz. Meaning, Elif Tishmon means that you have to listen to him even if he says Al Pi Das Atzma, not Al Pi Dvar Hashem. And that includes Shchut Echutz, that you have to listen to him even if he says Al Pi Das Atzma. But that's not going to have a din of a Koban of Torah. In order for it to have a din of a carbon of the Torah, it has to be Al-Pi Das Hashem, B'dibur Ha-Sisi. So when is Shchut Echutz like other mitzvahs in the Torah? When the Navi tells you Al-Pi Das Atzma. But in order for it to have a din, a special din of Shchut Echutz, that it's considered Al-Pi Hashem, that it's considered the Mokom Mishay Yivchar Hashem, the place Hashem chose, and that as a din of a carbon of the Torah, that is only if he tells you Al-Pi Hashem. So that, this whole Shtikl Torah works according to Shitas HaTosfos. Because Tosfos says that you listen to the Navi even when he tells you Al Pi Das Atzma. And we can say there's a chiluk, that if he tells you Shchut Echutz Al Pi Das Atzma, then it's Elif Tishmon, that it's a het there, but the Isser is the Etzem, Echetze Isser is Bemkoma Omid, it's not considered a proper bringing of a carbon on a bama like Shas Heter Bamas. And then if he tells you Al Pi Hashem, then it's a different category, then it's Mamish a carbon Al Pi Hashem, and it's like Shas Heter Bamas. That all works with Tosfos. But according to the Rambam, She'ena mitzvah l'shmo lo lavo alachas mikol ha-mitzvah amuras b'Torah. The only time you have to listen to him is when he says, B'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says in Sotei HaTorah, that it has to be in the name of Hashem. He has to say Hashem commanded him. Ah, so how's the Rambam going to explain the Sifri? Why is the Sifri enumerate Shchut Echutz? Shchut Echutz is a different category. Shchut Echutz is mamash al pi Hashem. It's a carbon of Hashem. It's not just being matir the Isser temporarily, but the etzem chefetz of the Isser is bimkoma only. It's doing much more than that. It's Shchut Echutz, according to the Medrash, is mamash makom asher yivchar Hashem. It has a din of a carbon of the Torah. So how can the Medrash bring on Elif Tishmon the example of Shchut Echutz when it's not relevant? Because Shchut Echutz isn't just a regular Elif Tishmon that you have to listen to him. But it doesn't have a din of of a regular mitzvah, because the etzem chepta shela isurim koma omeid. No. Here it's like he brought it b'shas heter bamas. And according to the Rambam, you can't make the chilek between whether the Navi heard from Hashem, didn't hear from Hashem. Because Rambam holds you only listen to the Navi when he heard it from Hashem. And the Mela, when he tells you al pi Hashem to bring a carbon b'chutz, doesn't just have a regular status of Elif Tishmon, but it's a mamshe carbon of the Torah. It's called Makom Asher Yivchar. So how do we deal with the Rambam? אז נראה כך, אומר הגוין, שבאמס, לחיוב העלוה בחוץ, and לחיוב of שחותי חוץ, are two separate parshios, and are learned from two separate פסוקים. That the חיוב of העלוה בחוץ, the חיוב of bringing carbon outside the base of Mikdash, is mitam avoyde b'chutz. And from this we learn in the Gemara that all avoyde b'chutz is chayiv. And therefore it has to be a avoyde tam, it has to be a finishing off avoda. And therefore the Gemara learns in Paras Chattis that a yoytzeik or a boilel, if somebody pours the oil and mixes it in, he's pater. Why? Because it has to be a gemara avoda, ma halashi gemara avoda of kol shu gemara avoda, and that a person is chayev, hashechet b'chutz is chayev, is not mitam avoda. Why not? Because shchita is lav avoda. Rather, we learn from Sukkim that the Torah asked a ma'aser shchita b'chutz. And because of this, even though it's not an avoda tama, it's not a finishing off avoda, it's not a final avoda, he's still chayav in the shechita b'chutz. It doesn't have to be a avoda tama. When did it have to be avoda tama? When it's b'teiras avoda b'chutz. So we have one source for avoda b'chutz, and other sources for shechita b'chutz. And shechita b'chutz is a different category. It doesn't have to be avoda tama. So according to this, now that we've established that Shechita B'chutz and Avoda B'chutz are learned from two separate places, it would appear that we can say that that we learn from the Pasuk V'Yishar Melech HaPentalo L'Secha B'chol Makom Asher Tireh, that Alpi Navi Loi Nichlal B'Hachisr, that Alpi Navi, if you bring Alpi Navi, it's not included in bringing it wherever you feel like bringing it. If the Navi is Matir, it's Kishas Heter Abomis. That's only in the parish of Halah. That's all in the parish of Halah, that it's Chiyuv is Mitam Avoda. There we have this pasuk. In Al Pi Navi, it's not included in the sisser, and it's considered like he brought it b'shas hetter abamis. But in the parish of Shchutei Chutz, the Torah answered the ma'ase shchita, even though it's not an avoda. There we don't have a yalfusa. Sh'al Pi Navi have a k'shas hetter abamis. But rather, it's like kol Torah kula. But even though the etz misser is oimid b'mekoinoi, nevertheless, you're allowed to be over. So halah b'chutz is completely permitted. It's like you did it. Mamash al pi Torah. And shechita b'chutz there the Torah was mechayev al ma'aseh shechita, even though it's not an avoda. We don't have a yafusa. What's the yafusa? The yafusa is that don't be malo ilo secha. Don't bring your carbon. Don't do the avoda. Don't be malo the oila in a place other than where I chose in the Beis HaMikdash. So there we can say, so there we have a limud, that if the Navi tells you to do it, avoda somewhere else, then it's, that's an avoda al pi Torah. But that isn't matir as the shechita part. The shechita, which is learned from a different source, we don't have a yafusa to say that it's mamish al pi Torah. There you have to come on to Elif Tishmon to be matir at b'chutz. Eliyahu Har Carmel was over on both the surim, halah and shechutei chutz. Like Rashi writes in Yavam Estav Tzadi. So according to this, it would appear that we can say that the Sifri in Re'e is talking about Ha'alah. Sifri that says that Al Pi Navi, it's Kishas Heter Abamos. That's talking about the Ha'alah. This Sifri is the same as we brought from the Yerushalmi in Megillah. That said, B'dibur chasisi, that it's mamish al pi adibur, and it's like Hashem commanded us. So, that Sifri and that Yerushalmi are talking about the din of Ha'alah. The Ha'alah is like you're bringing it al pi Torah. Hashem came to Sifri in Parshas Shoftim. We have to come on to Elif Tishmon for the Mice of Eliyahu. That's talking about Shchut Echutz. That's Matir the Shchut Echutz. As it would appear from the Sugya and Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Tes. Because the Ha'alah was done al yedei Eliyahu ba'atzmo, and the mele it's a carbon of the Torah. But in Sanhedrin, we're talking about the mitzvah of Elif Tishmon. You have to listen to him. So Elif Tishmon is when he doesn't do it. When he wasn't the one who did the shechita. So linyan shchut echutz be'emes ha'iser be'etzem achefetz b'mkom omei. So now it's gevaldik. The Sifri that tells us that Yerushalmi, that shchut echutz is mamish, like it was in the place that Hashem chose, and it's like b'shas heter b'mos. That's talking about the halah. It's talking about the akravas hakorban. And the source that tells us the Sifri and Shoftim that says elif tishmon, that's talking about shchut echutz. And there, you just have a heter. It's not mamish and mitzvah al pi Torah. Now in the Yerushalmi, there in Halacha Yud Beis, we see